Hey, and welcome to Censorship, where we talk about BS reasons why we were sheltered from sex and how that may or may not have affected me. Throughout the podcast, I will be answering some questions about sex. Today's topic is sex and television. So, one thing that I notice about sex and television, it's always based on who the audience is. And I will be focusing on coming of age stories or like teenage dramas. But most of these stories really show an unrealistic expectation or an unrealistic perspective about sex. And back then, when I was younger, I really fell for this is what sex is and this is what it looks like in television. And now that I'm older, I have been lied to and I feel betrayed. So I'm gonna use one television show to be my base argument or my base evidence because it would kind of be too hard to look through every single TV show and to point out where they did me wrong. So I decided that I wanted to focus on Gossip Girl because at the time, Gossip Girl was it was advertised to a younger audience, and when I first watched Gossip Girl, I didn't really think that it was for a younger audience because it had like a sex scene in the first episode and in every single episode after that. But then again, I was a kid and there was no other areas where you can find this kind of content, so I stuck with it. Gossip Girl stays like continuously right now is one of my favorite shows of all time, but I do notice many of the problems that it has. So, first question is, what is the most disturbing thing that I realized you through the show about sex? So, in Gossip Girl, it shows a lot, like one character having, throughout the span of the series, having about 7 to 10 sexual partners. And in reality, in like real life, that is not realistic, especially considering most of the sex partners that the characters had was in high school. Now, I don't know how many other people that, has sex with more than 6 or 7 people before getting out of high school. The show did bring up a lot of shaming around this idea while the characters have 6 to 7 partners before and like before graduating from high school, they also slut shamed some of the characters based on the past choices that they have made. And it just sets up the idea that if you have sex, you're a slut. If you have sex, then you deserve the shaming that you're gonna get. Now, in Gossip Girl, one of the characters, she is a virgin. She wants her first time to with her boyfriend, yada yada yada. But her and her boyfriend breaks up and she sleeps with their boyfriend's best friend. Now, I see how that's bad. I see just the betrayal in it. But her and her boyfriend did break up. They got back together later on and this became an issue where she was slut shamed for sleeping with two men that are best friends. And to be honest, she would have been shamed anyway, even if they weren't best friends, because that's just how the narrative is. And not to bring up gender, but that was also a big part of it because another one of the characters in the show, his name was Chuck Bass, he was constantly having sex with different individuals. He would pay for people to have sex with them. He had the money and he was very cocky about it. And instead of also shaming him for having sex with other people, it was more like normalized. It was like, well, that's Chuck again. Like, he's off with another girl and that's okay. Yet when this character, her name's Blair, when she just had sex with two people, it became a whole slut-shaming thing where everyone was looking down on her because of it, and some people wouldn't talk to her because of it. That is, in my in my thought, a disturbing narrative, but it's not the most disturbing narrative that Gossip Girl presented. So, another thing that Gossip Girl presented numerous times was the fact that Serena was sleeping with her professor. And previously, she had a emotional relationship with her boarding school teacher. Now, that's two guys who are older than her, who are in positions of power, who are choosing to enter into either an emotional or a physical relationship with a subordinate and someone who is considered a minor. I see that as problematic, but Gossip Girl really glamorized it. And while it did talk about the issue of teacher and student relationships, and in the show, it showed Serena not really receiving backlash, but more people showing their disagreement and how they did not approve of those relationships. And again, we see a different narrative that is spun around gender because Gossip Girl also includes Nate, another character who has sex with his professor, and Dan, who also has sex with his professor. And both of these characters, basically, when someone finds out that they are having sex with their professors, they brush it off as if it's nothing. And one of those characters actually shunned Serena for having sex with her professor. It's the double standards that Gossip Girl presented, but it's also just the toxic energy around teacher and student relationships that basically glorifies them when really in real life, if a teacher really had sex with a student, they would face jail time. So another narrative that Gossip Girl really pushed was basically characters having sex with other characters, and it was basically a massive sex tree, I'm gonna call it a sex tree, where everyone connected somehow. So Serena and Blair are best friends. They've been best friends since they were children. Chuck and Nate are best friends. They've been best friends since they were little. Now, Blair dates Nate at the very beginning. Nate cheats on Blair with Serena, who is Blair's best friend. They break up. Blair has sex with Chuck, who is Nate's best friend. And that is just the start of how they connect sexually, because when you add more characters into it, when it continues to connect, Serena finds a new boyfriend. His name is Dan. Serena breaks up with Dan. Blair has sex with Dan and starts a relationship. And now we have just a connecting between everyone. And to be honest, Blair and Nate, they get back together, they have sex. The only reason Serena and Chuck didn't have sex together is because they were step siblings. So that's the only reason they weren't connected. And to make this matter even worse, Serena and Dan, when they break up, they find out that they share a sibling together, which means Dan's father dated Serena's mother long time ago. They had a kid. They didn't know that the kid was put up for adoption. That kid is Serena and Dan's sibling. Now, even after they find out that they share a sibling, they continuously decide to have sex, and later on, they get married. I wrap my head around the idea that they connect these characters so much and they act like this is normal. It is not normal. I know in real life, if I dated someone, if I had sex with someone, I would not be okay with my friend later on having sex with that person. But the show, even after, like, oh, you have a little quarrel or a little fight after you find out. But later on, it's seen as, oh, it's normal. We're back together. We're friends. No, that is unrealistic. And like I said, Gossip Girl is one of my favorite shows possibly because of all this drama. But when I think of it in a way of how did this aid my development, it really didn't. I don't want to say that this gave me trust issues, but it possibly could be one of the reasons why I have trust issues, because so many things ha it showed so many different narratives that in the end, all I thought about the show was you can't really trust your best friend, or you can't really trust people you call family because ultimately you will be betrayed. Now, I could be using one TV show to justify how all TV shows do this, but I am not. Shows like Pretty Little Liars, The OC, 90210, all of these teenage coming of age stories, they all have the same narrative. They will have characters having sex with their teachers. They will have having sex with your best friend's ex-boyfriend. All of these shows are seen as this is what kids do. This is how kids grow up. And when you watch them, you think, oh, so this is how it's done. When really, it's not. All of the narratives are unrelated. Now, I looked at Gossip Girl and I did bring up a lot of negatives to the sex scenes that are seen. But one thing that I do believe about sex scenes in television shows is that it is normalizing the act of having sex. Now, the way that television shows are doing it may not be the best way, but in the 1900s, sex wasn't even seen as something that should be talked about in public, nonetheless, being in television shows and movies. Sex and television has come a long way, and while it does have some negatives to it, I don't believe the negatives have destroyed my life. Maybe has affected the way that I see relationships and how I see sex in relationships. But all in all, my life isn't ruined, so that's a good thing. This was Censorship, and today we talked about sex and television.